Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakian to talk about the weather and this latest drought, of course. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Gowra. Thank you, Shane. I'm all right.
Well, this drought continues to go on, and I guess the question in all of our lips is, when is it going to rain?
Well, this is a very important question, what conditions are developing, how the weather pattern is emerging at this stage. Looking at the first thing, let's look at the Bureau of Meteorology outlook. Remains at El Niño watch. El Niño watch means there's approximately a 50% chance of El Niño forming in 2018. Double the normal chance. That's what's happening. Twice the normal chance. El Niño during the spring typically means below average rainfall over eastern and southern Australia. Australia has experienced a very dry first half of the year. So an outlook with increasing chance of drier conditions indicating the El Niño is going to be increasing, intensifying, and drought is going to expand. It's going to get worse situation at this stage, not improving at all for next 3 months, coming 3 months. And then I'm very much focusing on Indian Ocean dipole, how Indian Ocean is behaving, what weather conditions, so I could see how conditions change or it's not going to change, and what when people are asking questions about the weather. Indian Ocean dipole is neutral at this stage. The ocean in North Australia is remaining cooler than normal, which is contributing to suppressing rainfall over southern southeast Australia. Three of six international models suggesting short-lived Indian Ocean dipole, which is positive, may develop. That's what my concern is. Positive Indian Ocean might develop. A positive Indian Ocean dipole brings a very difficult weather pattern for Australia, especially intensifies the El Niño, reduces the rain completely, conditions becoming really drought. So these are the weather conditions I'm predicting for next 3 months. Nothing showing that a chance that we're going to have some rain or rain event increasing at this stage. From 24th of August to 31st of August, Friday, light showers or cloudy conditions, most likely 2.5 millimeters possibility. Humidity 45%, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 13 degrees. On Saturday, few cloud, maximum 19. On Sunday, few cloud, maximum 20. On Monday, few cloud, maximum 21. Now, this is where the chance starts. Rain starts coming in. On Tuesday, the 28th of August, there's a chance of rain, maximum temperature 24. I'm expecting about 10 to 15 millimeters of rain passing through Gloucester, possibly on 28. On 29, still rain continue. Maximum temperature 21 and about 9 millimeters of rain. On Tuesday, Wednesday, just few cloud conditions drying up completely. That's how the weather pattern emerges. Just to give you an extra information for how we're going to analyze this weather, I'm looking at the, you hear about the fire services looking at very serious conditions. There's fire everywhere at this stage. I'm expecting conditions going to deteriorate with the fire situation in Australia, especially for coming months. What's causing all that? Wind is increasing the supply of moist oxygen, the air where the fire is developing, and drives the convective heat into the fuel. Influence spreads directly to spotting fires. So rural fire service in Australia is going to be very important. We have to sit down monitoring, and we're going to sit down completely keep an eye on this situation and try to advise fire brigades, fire services, what conditions we should see in the future. What I'm trying to monitor here, looking at the fire situation, looking at the very important elements, low-level shear, wind shear, atmospheric stability. When wind is strong, atmospheric stability, fire whirls, vertical velocity increases, estimate degree of the danger in thunderstorms area, but one of the most important element we discovered, plan inflow danger area. When storms are developing, very unstable atmosphere, the air comes from down, inflowing into the storms, develop the finger of the death, we call it. Finger of the death, of the burst of fire. One of the most dangerous area of the fire, when it gets storms in the area, there's inflow area with the storms and the fires within the area. That's the reason people should completely stay out of that region. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis, and we'll be praying for rain to fall.
Oh, this is it. As I'm praying every day about the rain, how God could help us out. We'll hope that everything is going to turn our side one day.
Absolutely. Martin, thank you so much for your excellent weather analysis, and we'll chat again in a fortnight.
Thank you very much.
That's Martin Babakian, meteorologist, and if you'd like more info, go to bucketsradio.com.au.